Blog Talk Radio.
It is Sunday, April 24th, 2016, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in America. My name is Grantham Taylor Hughes for my show, The Grantham Taylor Hughes Show, with my guest host each week, Gabriella Foster. Hi, Gabriella. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. How about yourself, Grantham?
I'm doing just fine, especially that splendid introduction, right?
Thought it was a good introduction.
Can't help myself. You're not supposed to editorialize, but that's all we do, right?
It appears to be that way.
So much for classical speech lessons, correct, in the past. All the teachers
mm-hmm.
would be very besmirched. How's that?
Well, yes, I think things have degraded as far as public speaking goes these days.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot to be desired, don't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
The podium has pretty much been a disaster area, especially with the F-bomb these days. At least people can appreciate the fact that I don't use profanity at the podium.
I would hope not.
Well, too much of it. See, that's one thing I like about religion, is that at least they're not profane when they're up at the in the pulpit, I guess is what they call
mm-hmm.
it. So
right.
I do appreciate that. Because, gosh, I mean, the comedians in Las Vegas and all that stand-up comedy is stand-up filth, really. I like that, stand-up filth. I just coined that phrase. Don't you agree? I like
yeah.
that stand-up filth, right?
Yeah, well, it's pretty awful. I mean, I don't go to stand-up comedy because I've had such bad experiences with a few that I've attended.
Well, there you have it. So I coined the phrase this evening, stand-up filth, right? You like that?
Yeah, it's probably fairly appropriate, I would say.
Have you seen the latest stand-up filth comedian? there you go. Thank you very much. Can't say
no,
we're not creative on this show, correct?
I think so. I don't think we could not say that.
Right. So having said that, we'll get to the topic, right? We are topic driven on this show, correct?
Yes, we are sometimes topic driven, that's true.
Sometimes? But
yes.
Not always, correct?
That's true.
But isn't there a thing in physics called... Yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Isn't there a thing what?
No, I was saying, isn't there a thing in physics called the theories of uncertainty, correct?
The theories of uncertainty?
No, theories in uncertainty. Never mind, just forget
okay.
it. What?
Sorry. Gee, I didn't know I was going to get such a violent reaction because I misunderstood you. My apologies
is that
to
what it is? Is that
the
a
audience
reaction?
His bad reaction.
Is that what it is, a violent? Don't they have books out on that, the violent attitudes or violent words? But isn't violence something in terms of when you talk about common law as the injured party, but that would be violence? So we have to have violent speaking, right?
Well,
okay.
I guess there is such a term as violent speaking. I thought your reaction was a little bit overstated.
Oh, I'm sorry. I truly apologize. You heard it first.
I'm sure that you do. Just beware. You better have another guest host lined up.
You say that every year, too. At least
right.
several times a year. But she always stays, folks, because she can't resist giving her wry sense of humor.
Yeah, that must be it. That and the hefty paycheck.
That's right, the hefty paycheck. Very hefty, too. Albeit
yeah.
I'm not fat any longer, the check is hefty. Correct? Yeah, we can get on a roll here, as long as it's not a cinnamon roll, correct?
That's true.
At the end of all my statements, too, Gabrielle, you hear the word correct?
Yes, I say that's true. So now that we've completely bored our audience, maybe we should move on
yes.
to an actual topic of the evening. What is the topic of the evening?
Well, what are my description in terms of show description?
Everybody but usually, knows the show you choose one particular plank. So, which one are we speaking about?
Ah, well, we'll review the four planks of my political platform of the 1930 Geneva Convention, which is a very uplifting theme. Don't you agree?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you're so agreeable tonight. Those four planks are health, sovereignty, and AP and chattel. I think sovereignty is coming under fire these days, people getting in a lot of trouble with claiming sovereignty. But let me go over that. I might have been mentioning it recently in the last couple of weeks, is that we're talking about proper sovereignty and not proclaiming it to use it as something to hit somebody over the head with in terms of the court systems and just all the negativity, wholesale negativity. I'm not a proponent of that, but I do believe in proper sovereignty. I think that our view here on the show is to contract that sovereignty to make a document certified instead of just making a proclamation or a declaration or an affidavit, because the undertone of declarations and affidavits is really a dictatorship, and that's why I think it comes under fire in terms of this the attitude, like you were saying earlier about me being a violent response. Well, if you give those, have an attitude in the marketplace, it's the same situation. If you don't go in it as a kind of in a moderate sense with it, or to go into it with the a good attitude, I'll say, in terms of respect for another individual, and not trying to hit them over the head with sovereignty, that type of thing. So I think if we phrase it properly and if we understand proper sovereignty, then I think we have a leg up on the situation. In other words, proper sovereignty would be issued by a foundation, exchange, or grantor, as all laws and all contracts are issued by that particular individual. So what they do is they go through a Republic Fidelity Ceremony. I didn't mean to say federal. But in one sense, it could be. I mean, it's not. It's a private action. Is anybody hearing that saw in my background here? You don't hear that, do you? There's a buzz saw outside my window.
No.
Okay. I guess the gardener or whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that's good you don't hear it. All right, So in terms of the document certified sovereignty, that in my opinion needs to be enacted because we're ordained sovereign at birth, and I've said this many times in the show, that ordained sovereignty should be enacted. And when it's not, I think it goes badly for the entity, like the cultural entity that we have. And then when people proclaim their sovereignty and it's not enacted, therefore it's kind of like a contract breach, maybe inherently understood by the court systems or the so-called powers that be. So there's a sense that there's something not right, and then they arbitrarily rule against you, that sort of thing. So I think if you bring in the proper perspective, of course, if you're challenged by even proper sovereignty, we also have the UCC Silver Bullet, the Uniform Commercial Code of 1-308 or 3-503, which is a notice of dishonor. So in other words, if you are attempting to, the proclamation of sovereignty, and I was going over this with my UK group that I have on Sunday mornings this morning, in terms of privacy, you know, we need to retain our privacy as much as possible. If you get into a political issue or a public issue, I'll say, then the idea of proclaiming orally sovereignty can probably be difficult. In writing, it's a different story if you can give explanation. But as Effer said, the idea of notice of dishonor is very important if you're getting any kind of difficulty in there. But I'm not going to back away from the sovereignty issue, even though they're saying, well, people are getting in trouble about proclaiming sovereignty, but it's just they're not doing it correctly. in my opinion. They're just not, they don't understand it very well, and therefore they're not giving decent explanation for the position, because it's very necessary to have sovereignty, because we have it ordained to us by birth in terms of cultural sovereignty, because that's the nature of any society, has to have sovereign people within it in terms of the people issue, and then because it means soul reign, the essence of a man or woman reigns in the body. That's what it means. So we cannot deny that, because if we deny that, then we're denying the essence of the human being. So therefore, sovereignty is a very important issue, and I won't give it up. And if I'm challenged by it, then the notice of dishonor will come into place, and then it'll go away in terms of the argument. Because it really isn't, I'm not really arguing the point. I'm just saying it's necessary to enact it in order to have the right to use the license privileges of use. And that's that analogy I'm always using, where the practice of the policeman saying to the individual they pull over on the side of the road, once in a while they'll mention to John Q. Public that driving is a privilege and not a right. But they don't go into any further explanation, so because they have the last say there. They become the recommendamus of the street, and then people really don't question that pseudo-authority, I'll say. And I mean that because they're really pseudo, because it's a false authority, but because it's a compelled benefit authority, it's necessary to have that in terms of the needed product of really it's more or less militia, I would say, would be best. But that's another topic. I don't want to really go into that. So I'm staying on the topic-driven idea of sovereignty. There you go, topic-driven, correct?
That's wonderful. I'm very pleased to hear
thank
it.
You very much.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm glad that you're pleased. I want my co-host to be pleased so she won't quit this year again. Of course, she never has. She threatened many times, but never has, right, Gabriella?
Yes, that's true. You know that
you're my longest-running co-host, too. It must be record. I had several in the past that all ran away. Not really. They had to do other commitments, just officially for the record and to officially stay.
I see.
All right. So do you have any questions or responses to the idea of sovereignty?
Well, how many people do you think there are sovereign currently in this country?
Enacted sovereign or ordained sovereign?
Mm-hmm. Enacted sovereign.
You say yes to both. Ordained
mm-hmm.
sovereign, you are by birth, that you're born. Enacted
right.
sovereign
so
is probably mm-hmm. only a handful internationally. See, so.
But there wouldn't be any ordained sovereigns in this country, right? Not in this country.
Well, anybody that's born is ordained sovereign.
Okay. But then enacted, there's just a few.
Yes. Yeah, enacted means you have a document certificate. Now, in the world of the government and what have you, they have that thing called the secured party creditor, and using initials is called SPC. They consider that sovereignty. But I've proved
mm-hmm.
many times over in the discussions that it isn't sovereignty because it's issued by the government. So if the government issues the privilege and the right, then it's collusive. You can't do both. There has to be a different entity issuing the right to use the privilege. You can't do both. I mean, it makes no sense. It would mean that the same thing, if you issue a license, then you would have the right to use that privilege automatically without having to make it a separate issue. See, there would be no point to have the government to do both. What does that supposed to mean? They're issuing the privilege and the right to use it. Does that make sense to you? I mean, it does or it doesn't?
No, it doesn't. It has to be one or the other.
I mean,
doesn't it?
I'm saying if somebody's issuing you the privilege, then somebody else should be issuing the right to use the privilege. I mean, if the same entity issues both, what's the point of that? If I issue the privilege, then you'd already have the right if I'm issuing the secured party creditor too. It makes no sense. It's ridiculous. The whole thing is absurd. And when we get into absurdity, we might as well be doing Lewis Carroll's work, you know, in terms of going down the hole with Dorothy, right? Not Dorothy. What's her name?
Alice.
That's right. Alice in Wonderland. I forgot myself. I got my stories mixed up. Wizard of Oz and Alice in Wonderland. Right. So it might as well be that way. It might as well be nonsense in terms of, so is it nonsense or are we going to deal with the accountability of logic where we have SBC and a license issued by the same entity? See, to me, that's just convoluted. It's all twisted up into an inextricable mess. See, in my opinion, and you agree, right? It's just ridiculous.
I have to agree. Otherwise, I won't be your co-host anymore.
I see. So that means a yes man, or yes woman, I'm sorry.
I'm a yes woman.
A yes woman?
But only
you
on the show.
You have to agree, otherwise you're canned, right?
Right.
Oh, boy.
Because
if I
disagree,
think,
then we have a long discussion after the show.
I see. For many hours.
Right.
But to me, it's ridiculous. I mean, they're doing it anyway, so it is Alice in Wonderland. You know, it's just nonsense. It's not. They're not accountable for their behaviors. And if you question it and say, well, what about this and this? It's got a governor's seal on the document that the documents are issued by the government. I mean, it's ridiculous, you see. And so the answer is that the Trust Foundation, it's exchanger grantor who went through an agreeable fidelity ceremony where they agreed to create a trust. They agreed to do business in the creation of the trust. Then that exchanger grantor now issues private documented certified sovereignty. You see what I mean? Because it goes through a commitment in terms of creating a contract, a private contract. So that means that sovereignty is issued privately, and therefore one has the right to use a privilege. So when the policeman is actually correctly says the privilege and right are separate, driving is a privilege and not a right. You see what I mean? And that he's saying that right there that the government can't issue that right. He's not really saying who issues the right because he really doesn't know. But he is saying a truism that the privilege is not the right. It's not inherent within that. So what we do is we issue privately that particular enacted right, and now you have the right to use the privilege. Now we ordain sovereignty by birth is not an enacted contract, so therefore what's the declaration other than the fact that I would say in terms of people in the know, we know that birth is the factor of ordained sovereignty, okay? But it's not documented. Because the birth certificate is not sovereignty. Show me on the birth certificate where the term sovereignty exists. It's not there, so it isn't that. And a birth certificate, again, is issued by the government, so therefore it's a license too because there's a number on it, all right? The birth certificate is not a sovereignty certificate. It doesn't say it, then it isn't, okay? Just like secured party creditor can't be sovereignty either because it's issued by the government. Again, there has to be a separate entity. What is that? The Trust Foundation issues private enacted documented sovereignty. And therefore, once you have enacted sovereignty, you have the enacted right to use a privilege. You have your birthright recognized by the trust. There's a site recognition in terms of that agreement in the fidelity ceremony. The exchange of grantor then now recognizes the sovereign, the ordained sovereign as an enacted sovereign. It's real simple. I mean, it sounds complex when you first hear it. It sounds like Greek as usual. But once you replay in the archives, you listen to me talk about it, it's so simple, it's so clean and so understandable that it's surprising that they get it all twisted. See, because they don't really have an answer to it. They can't articulate it. They're not paying attention. And therefore, people come under fire with this silly ordained sovereignty that they're ramming down people's throats. And that's not what we're talking about. And the public display of it is unnecessary, unless you're being challenged by it, maybe in a courtroom, and then we use notice of dishonor. So even this idea of throwing sovereignty in the face of a court is ridiculous. And I don't blame them at all in terms of the oral dissertation of declaring sovereignty like they're the king or something. They're going to go in and challenge the courtroom. Well, that whole concept is ridiculous. And I understand, even I've said many times before, if you try to ram the UCC down the throats of the court, they have the guns and chains. They'll lock you up. Maybe you can get that dismissed after a while, leave you alone. But in the meantime, you might have a hard time. So you can't just go about wielding it like a sword. I mean, that's absurd. That's not going to happen. You do these things diplomatically with good cheer and be in an education mode to work with them and not against. I mean, if you're working against, you're going to get against. So I'm saying you have to have the right attitude with these things and do it with a fine demeanor, going in there to be appropriately doing things. You just can't go in there arrogantly thrashing around thinking you're in charge of something. That's stupid. And it is stupid. People get in trouble with having the wrong attitude every single time. Doesn't mean you can't ever have the wrong attitude, but in the face of a courtroom and with NATO 17 agencies backing it, I don't think that's probably appropriate. Unless one has trillions of dollars and they have their own army, forget it. You know, there's no point. Unless you can overcome NATO in a battle, that whole thing's absurd. People that get into that, like the American Indian tribes, want to take back their land, they're just asking for trouble. They want to go out as a warrior. They want to die as a warrior like the Klingons, right? Star Trek. Are you there, Gabrielle, or did you go to sleep
yet? I am. I'm here.
I give her a feather pillow before each show so that she can lay down and take...
You give me a feather pillow before the show?
A feather pillow? Feather-filled pillow?
Oh, I thought you said you gave me a sedative. A sedative.
Yeah, I give you a sedative, right? No, for the record, I do not give her a sedative because I don't want anybody listening to this thinking that I'm shooting up with needles or something. Gosh.
No,
and then they have those things in the bathroom in the big cities. What? They have those needles. Is that what they really is, or is that for? Are we going to talk over each other? I see. We'll be singing at the same time and be awkward. Go right ahead. I see, and then nobody talks after that. What were you saying? Go ahead.
No, I was just joking. That was all about the sedative. I was disclaiming that you gave me a sedative. I don't take sedatives. So just for the record.
Okay, yeah, for the record, she doesn't take sedatives. We got to watch it these days in terms of political correctness, albeit because, you know, people listen to this and they think, oh, gee, these people are really trouble, right? So we don't really do all that. But what is that thing you had said in the big city they have those disposable units that they throw away needles?
Well, no, in one of the Whole Foods that I was in the city, they have a tin, a metal box there with an opening where you can dispose of your needles. So in other words,
probably insulin, like diabetics?
Well, it could be insulin, diabetic. It's probably both. I'm insulin. I mean, it could be diabetics. It could be heroin addicts. I don't know. I just thought it was
kind of
strange.
But it doesn't really say, does it?
Yeah, it doesn't really say.
So we just don't know. We haven't checked it out online and Googled it and see what that's all about. So, but anyway, I just brought that up because we had talked about needles. So, again, for the record, we're not doing that, but I just... Thought I'd mention that if you knew, I wasn't certain of that. Anyway, so back to the sovereignty topic. It's important to have it enacted, in my opinion, because we're in a contracts law society. And therefore, we need to contract the birthright to prove that we have ordained sovereignty enacted. See, so that means when we're in a paper contract world, we're using a medium of exchange, we're using money, and therefore we're in contracts law. That's proof of it, that we're using money, which is a contract, has two signatures on it, it's a contract. And therefore, my view is that we need to contract the sovereignty to have the right to use the privilege, as a policeman says. See, and therefore we have the answer to political science, we have the answer to police science, regarding proper sovereignty. That's proper sovereignty, everybody. And I would recommend to review this particular show to understand what that means. I think it's very important to get that correct because, and it's simple. It's not that complex. It's something, again, that needs to be done privately. It's not a public domain. It's not a government responsibility. They infer that one has the sovereign right to use a privilege. It's not their responsibility for another individual to get that enacted sovereignty. They infer that happens. That's why when they issue licenses, it's not their responsibility to issue the right to use it. So therefore, they infer that some other entity takes care of that. That particular entity, that faceless, voiceless entity of the government, doesn't really have the responsibility to even consider what that is in terms of issuing the right. See, in other words, they're issuing licenses for better or worse. Okay, if you don't have an acted right to use it, then you're creating license torts. So now it's their responsibility to charge you with a civil violation of a tort if you don't have an acted right to use a privilege. Ordained sovereignty is not going to cut it in a contracts law. World has not proved it. So all this I'm talking about is further proof that it's really necessary to have an acted sovereignty. So I recommend people to review this show over and over again until you get it, because the government, is their responsibility is to issue a license, not to create the right to use it. See what I mean? In other words, they infer you have the right already to use it. They're not going to give the right and the privilege at the same time. It makes no sense, as I said before, to reiterate what I was talking about earlier. They're not going to do that. It's just ridiculous. It's a ridiculous thing to do, where this group is going to issue the privilege and this group is going to issue the right. It makes no sense. It's just, it would have to be an opposite situation coming together in the situation. Okay, because if you're ordained sovereign, the government can't recognize you anyway, you see, in terms of issuing that right. They can't recognize you because you as an ordained sovereign, when you get together with somebody and create a fidelity ceremony, now you probably the exchange of grantor to create the government. See what I mean? So in other words, you would want to be sovereign initially to create the government anyway, even though you're not necessarily in terms of the previous fidelity ceremony. So people really need to review this show, because I've come up with new things tonight too, which is always very interesting. Don't you agree?
Absolutely.
I hope so.
That's why you've been having this show for so long, and you have a pretty wide following.
Yeah, it's not too bad internationally. There's the group in the UK, there's more on people that are muted that are on calls too. Because I mean, when I look at my phone record thing, there's usually about 20 people on, something like that, which isn't bad considering. All right, so we're getting down to the last part of the show. Thank you, Gabrielle, for being on the show this week. I appreciate your participation as usual.
You're welcome. Thank you for the opportunity, as always.
All right. And if you'd like to sing a song or do a dance, I have to milk about 90 seconds.
Do I have time to sing a song?
You have time to sing a song.
Well, that would be very
yes.
unfortunate. I don't think I want to sing any songs. No songs are coming to mind right now that anyone would want to listen to. So sorry about that, everyone.
Well, that's good. You blew off 30 seconds for me. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I could have recited poetry if you had asked me, but you didn't ask me to do that.
Oh, I see. Well, just the decline took a little while, so I appreciate the declination. or whatever nation you're from, I suppose. So, yes, we are a fun-loving group here with a somewhat semi-serious subject. You like that? Semi-serious subject?
Yeah.
That's alliteration, folks, for those people that know that grammatical device. All right, so again, thank you and the journeymen and the new people that have come on this week. I really appreciate you being here. It's an honor and privilege to give out this information. Like I said, review this particular show because there's a lot of really good information. So I'm Grantham Taylor Hughes for my show each week. See you next week. Have a great week. And goodbye for now.